Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Farmington Empire winner Matthew Edler. Then we'll speak with 410 Sprint Car winner Sean Rahal. Then we'll have a conversation with ASA Star Series winner Carson Brown. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Tom Klein, a winner there. Ricky Peterson Jr. won at Tri-City. Bedford going to Mason Ziegler. Logan Seavey parked it in Victory Lane in Illinois at Red Hill. Fairbury to Brian Shirley. Cody Swanson, a big win at Madison. US 24 in Indiana to Russ Deisiger. Parker Leak in Victory Lane again at Miami County. Rush County to Joey Paxson. Harley Burns wins big at Paragon. And at Speedrome, it's Jeffrey Shackelford. Corey Day and David Gravel picking up World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car wins at Knoxville, Iowa. 34 Raceway to Curtis Glover. Tommy Elston and Austin Becerra grabbing the checkers at Lee County. Makokita goes to Steve Johnson. Adam Stricker victorious at Willard Speedway in Kentucky. Ohio at Raceway 7 to Chaz Wilbur. Carson Tuckey and Kenny Jacobs winners at Good. And at Muskingum, it's Nathan Looney. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, just fresh off of a dominating run at Farmington Empire Speedway, just outside of St. Louis, Missouri, in his B-Mod, Matthew Edler. Hey, Matthew, welcome to PRN at the Track. I know that this win kind of caps a up-and-down week, the down being just something that didn't go right towards the end of the Brownstown Speedway race last week on Tuesday. Did what you learned from there help transition to this Farmington victory?
Yeah, I say anytime you kind of have heartbreak, the comeback is always greater than the downfall. So that's what we were able to do this past weekend.
Wow. Taking what he learned in, you know, I don't mean defeat, but in a non-victory, let's say, at Brownstown Bullring, and moving it over to Missouri at Farmington Empire and taking a dominating win. Matthew Edler, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, one of just a long line of modified drivers from the St. Louis area. Mike Harrison, Ken Schrader, Kenny Wallace, Rick Tenoyer, even that rascal Treb Jacoby. How do you keep up with all the modified drivers there, and now you're starting to carve your name into this? How cool is that for a St. Louis area native?
It's really cool. It's something that you can actually base your program off of. You can base your program off of all those guys, and you get like different driver characteristics from them all. But St. Louis is the greatest area for racing, I think. And the modified just show that by all the wins that we have in our area.
Wow. I had the opportunity to chat with WBGZ's Doug Jenkins from Alton, Illinois, Godfrey Speedway announcer back in the day, and now one of the foundation stations that hosts PRN at the Track. And he was just all telling me about our guest, Matthew Edler's family, and how they came up through the ranks in St. Louis as fans, and now producing one of the new generation modified drivers. Matthew Edler is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com, including Gasco gaskets. Hey, Matthew, from all that history, guys like Don Klein, the Wallaces, Hammerly, King Kong, Cordy, what was it like sitting there on those grandstands at the old St. Charles Speedway or Godfrey Speedway and watching the history of the STL racing right in front of you?
One thing that I like to tell everybody, I'm a huge, massive Randy Cordy fan. I hated Eddie Dixon. So growing up in the world of Eddie Dixon and all their lovers, it was great to be on the other side of things, being almost like the arch nemesis, rooting for a guy from Illinois to come into Missouri and hopefully take the checkered flag. So definitely was great. And honestly, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else in that time frame.
Oh, man, it sounds like it was the great time. No matter who I talked to, from St. Louis Auto Racing Fan Club to friends at Belle Claire, Highland, I-55, everybody goes back to those great days of places like Godfrey Speedway, St. Charles Speedway, and now we're seeing a resurgence of great young drivers. Matthew Edler, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, one of those drivers really stepping up his program. What has been making your program so much better the last, I don't know, 6-8 months? Edler, and all, you know, the wins and the top runs and the almost theres, everything is kind of clicking. What has been some of the keys from the driver's seat that you've done? You working out different? You eating Fruit Loops instead of Cheerios? What's the secrets?
First off, I got a brand new chassis and Beakville chassis. I got an old crew chief of mine. He came back. I love that dude like family. And honestly, everything's just kind of clicking right now. We got a great setup race car. Thanks to Beakville, thanks to Trev Jacoby as well, and Kyle Anderson that works for Beakville, and everything's kind of just clicking right now.
We're chatting with Matthew Edler, really one of those drivers stepping up into the higher echelon of the modified world right there in the center part of our country. But Trev Jacoby and you both share the Imperial Bowl as sponsors. Do you guys have to settle things sometimes at the lanes that you can't settle on the track? Who's a better bowler?
I'm a better bowler. I'm like a 185 average. Trev is like a 79 average. But it is great to have a partner in both of us that's very hard on us. Trev is a little bit more involved with the Imperial Bowl, but I like to joke with him and let him know that anytime he ever wants to bowl.
We're chatting with Matthew Edler, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. You talked about Randy Cordy days and such. If you got that one item or what happened to it that was so special that you had to wear to the track or have up in your room?
So in 1997, he won a race over Eddie Dixon. It just so happened to be some fans or family members that were sitting in front of us. And I guess I was screaming at the top of my lungs. They ended up signing that trophy and giving it to me at the end of the night. So that from that point, and I was only 5 at that time. So from that point on, I was a Randy Cordy fan, do or die. And of course, I had to keep that hatred for Dixon alive. And it's just amazing. I mean, racing is just one of the sports that you can carry that kind of stuff along.
Thanks for joining us, Matthew. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a 3-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think means even more, that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do, to race cleanly, on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, a driver that we've seen come up from the U.S. Legends Summer Shootout Series, graduate through and run all kinds of different forms of cars, and now he gets to say he is a 410 sprint car winner from last weekend at Butler, Michigan. Sean Rahal, how cool is this? You know, you've raced and won in a number of different vehicles, but what was the challenge that made chasing a 410 victory kind of, you know, something that made you interested to go after?
But I think realistically, it's just the purity of it. It's a really tough deal to be good on dirt and just alone, whether it's in a late model or sprint car. And then, you know, you give 900 horsepower and wings, and you give competition when you're racing against guys who race 50 races a year, for calling that a season for the past decade. And you got 15 of those guys out there, and you got to go beat them. It's a pretty big challenge.
Well, the challenge was met by our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Sean Rahal, taking his 410 sprint car to Victory Lane in Butler, Michigan. Clear up for those listening, the 410 sprint car is pretty much what a World of Outlaws or High Limit series car is. That was the same thing you were driving at Butler?
Yes. Yeah, it's the same actually chassis, and the only difference in what we run in the World of Outlaws, we just had our smaller motor in that night. But besides for that, same World of Outlaw car, same everything.
Wow. Sean Rahal getting a win in those awesome looking cars that you see on the High Limit shows, the Dirt Vision shows for World of Outlaws, and now capping off a run towards this after a couple of years of processing it through. Sean Rahal's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So going from, you know, pavement, late models, legends cars, Le Mans, road course, all the cool stuff that you've been in getting into sprint car, what did you have to throw out of, you know, the playbook and out of your head to now make a sprint car do what it's supposed to do? Because those things ain't like those other things.
I'd say about everything. the only thing that's same is probably green flag, checker flag, yellow flag. Guess white flag's same too. They don't really use black flags on dirt. They run hard and work hard. I think that's probably your only similarities. You know, even like being really good with the shocks and the road course stuff, and really knowing what I wanted and being able to figure out what I want out of on a dirt car is completely opposite on in regards to reading numbers. It's almost, you know, like I was dyslexic when I walked into it. It's just everything was flip flopped. And then, you know, obviously we do our speed adjustments before the corner on asphalt, and in dirt, you know, you're doing it in the corner because you got to keep it wing down. You got to keep the tires spinning when you get to a cushion. And
Sean Rahal wins the 410 sprint car race at Butler, Michigan. He's our guest of the ProFab hotline. I don't know that the people watching a lot of these sprint car races realize that in those corners, you're making the wing move with your hand movement, a shifter-like item there that you can reach and change position. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have a wing slider system that runs off the power steering pump. So with that being said, you know, that allows us to basically move the wing backwards or forwards. And we usually do that on the straightaway. But with that being said, it still allows us to tighten up the car a little bit, you know, make a little bit more drive out of it. It's a pretty big deal in Ohio with as slick as some of these joints are. And then, you know, beyond that, it also lays the car left a little bit, which is something I kind of learned last year. So it tightens up, it lays you left. So kind of does two things at once.
Wow. Sean Rahal learning all different kinds of, you know, how he uses hands and feet and, you know, just all the different things. How about physically with all that different motion? You know, what muscles did you discover now that you need for sprint cars that road courses and pavement late models and such, you didn't really have to work out?
I don't know what muscle you would consider it, but you get a lot less sleep when you're doing all the maintenance. Sprint car drivers are tried and true. Like, you know, I'm at a car wash in Lima, Ohio. We just changed motors today and basically re-squared a rear end, got set up for Eldora. We got in at at the hotel at 2 a.m. last night and up at 8 a.m. this morning. So figuring out how to deal with less sleep,
wow,
I think is probably one, that's a big muscle. And then if you look at my Garmin yesterday, I burned 3,900 calories. Ooh. So it's a physical day, and being mentally tough, I feel like, your brain here is pretty hard because, you know, some nights you just get your teeth kicked in, you got the Outlaws that come to town and you weren't as good at a place that you know, the track was different, X, Y, and Z, and being able to like rebound off of that and just basically go into the next night on kill. It takes like a pretty big mental discipline to like, you know, let a bad night roll off your shoulders and kind of like what we had last night. You know, we roll off to Millstream. We kind of missed it qualifying a little bit, ended up starting the feature 10th, drove it all the way to fourth, was battling for Schaefer for third on the last lap, and go to Wayne County, which is a place that I was good at one point. Had a bad wreck there, kind of struggled since, and we're good in qualifying, good in the heat race until I made a mistake and then put us behind the eight ball and put us in a B main, you know, and then you wind up 20th, and now I'm going to Eldora, and I like half miles, and obviously Eldora's cool, and I'm looking forward to ripping.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you do just that, ripping like Sean Rahal has done virtually every step of the way, and I'll tell you this on air. I believe that you are the first U.S. Legend Summer Shootout at Charlotte Motor Speedway driver to graduate on up through the ranks and become a 410 Sprint Car winner. Congratulations about that, Sean. We're right at the end of this, so we'll have to continue at some other point on another win. But awesome to see the success that one of the drivers we watched as a young man now continuing his professional aspirations into a 410 Sprint Car winner. Sean Rahal, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thank you. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Atlanta Motor Speedway is built for battles. High speeds, tight packs, dramatic finishes.
Crossover move! They're three wide for the lead!
But you've never seen Atlanta Motor Speedway like this, under the lights, where every moment feels bigger. Experience the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, Saturday, June 28th, under the lights in Atlanta. Get your tickets now at AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. But you know what? What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was being a kid and him sitting and talking to my dad or talking to my granddad. And Bill Sr. would be in some of those conversations. But you'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. Bill was never satisfied with where the sport was. And that is the one thing that I came to admire about him. At the time, I didn't. At the time, I didn't appreciate it as much. But, you know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff and I was driving for Felix and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport.
Cookout, always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, I call him a crossover star, as whether it's dirt super late models, pavement super late models, even back to the Legends days, our guest on the ProFab hotline, Carson Brown, is able to take it and get the most out of it. And now he can call himself an ASA Stars Tour winner from last weekend at Madison, Wisconsin. Wow, Carson, how's it feel to, get this big pavement win in the state of Wisconsin, where there's a lot of darn good late model drivers, as well as the ASA Tour that came there with you?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Lenny. Yeah, it feels really good, especially after how we started the year off, just struggling and in a string of bad luck. And we went into Madison struggling a little bit and had our heads a little low compared to normal. But yeah, it just feels really good to finally get a win with Anthony Campy Racing and the whole group in ASA against a really stout group of cars. And yeah, just couldn't really do it with a better team.
Wow. And the team, and they've got to be equally, if not more so, proud of their driver, Carson Brown, for taking that big ASA Stars Tour victory last weekend up there in Wisconsin. Carson's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And like I said, going back and forth between Dirt, Super Late Models, Pro, Super Late, all the rest. Where are you as we're speaking? Are you gone from ASA Stars Tour now to Hell Tour? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we've been bouncing around a lot. We've had no days off here lately, but yeah, we're in Davenport, Iowa, racing the Dirt Super Late Model, and we'll be racing the Dirt Super Late Model for the next 23 days, and then we'll also be hopping to some road course Trans Am stuff. So definitely bouncing around, but I feel like it helps me as a driver just learn to adapt, and I feel like it helps me on the asphalt stuff, and run the top at Madison, and that definitely helped me pick up the win there.
Yeah, I can't imagine all the different cars our guest Carson Brown is on. When I go from my truck to my wife's vehicle, just the radio being different is, you know, somewhat confusing, and he's got all these different race cars, but he is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Darn proud of a young driver that we've seen come up through the Legend Series to continue and process these great wins. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. And you use ProFabrication headers on at least the dirt side, I'm sure?
Yes, of course. We have to use them on the dirt side. We've got some long headers. We have some short headers. The short headers help out west with the air density and everything. And, yeah, we love them. They sound really good, and we always have people coming through the pits asking what motor's in and what headers are on it. Yeah, this thing always sounds good, and you know whenever we fire it up after the driver's meeting and before hot laps.
Oh, yeah. ProFabrication headers and exhaust, and our guest Carson Brown on the ProFab hotline. But, the differences between pavement and dirt, are not just track-wise and what's going on out there. You know, what are some of the do's and don'ts and the learning process it takes to, go from one to the other? You can wear your own T-shirt on the pavement side, but over on dirt, that's not good. What are some of those things that you've had to learn?
Yeah, I'm definitely still learning the do's and don'ts right now, but yeah, that's kind of why we run Hell Tour and Summer Nationals and everything. But yeah, I feel like it kind of just helps me with aggression, being able to adapt. I feel like that helps me out a lot, and I feel like I can adapt to racetracks a lot quicker. And if something's wrong with the car, or we need help in certain areas, I feel like some of it translates, and I pick it up a little bit quicker than normal. But yeah, I feel like it kind of just helps me across the board, and I love switching too. I feel like it's a lot of fun to put the tear offs on one night and then have your clean asphalt shoes the next.
There he goes. Yeah, he gets to have those almost church clean white shoes if he wants to on the pavement. Can't do that on the dirt. They won't last, three steps. But Carson Brown, he's stepping into victory lane last weekend of the ASA Stars Tour, and now on the dirt car tour that they call like none other, the Hell Tour, for a bunch of weeks ahead. He's our guest on the ProFab hotline. Do you physically have to train a little bit different? Do you sit different in the seat from one car to the other? What are some of the things we don't see that are adjustments that a driver physically has to make?
Honestly, I feel like I don't really need to work out or go to the gym. I feel like every single day when I'm racing, that kind of helps me out physically. But yeah, I feel like it's definitely a different life racing dirt than it is asphalt. When you're running dirt, you're on the road the whole time, and you're staying in the toter home, and it's definitely a different life that you kind of have to prepare for. I feel like it's a lot hotter in
Summer Nationals Hell Tour, and you definitely don't get as much of a break as asphalt. I feel like you're always fixing the car, you're always working on something, or you're always driving to the next track.
How about schedules? You know, the pavement guys seem to start right after breakfast and run till midnight. Dirt guys, they kind of take it a little more easy, maybe do, like you're saying, tinker a bit on the cars or work hard on the cars. But you don't have to race till it's, you know, 7 and 8 o'clock at night. How do you get that feel to work out?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely different racing that late at night. But honestly, the biggest issue is traveling to the next track. I mean, we got here at Davenport at 2:30, 3 a.m. And yeah, it's definitely a different way of living. And you're definitely not up as early, but you're definitely up way later. So definitely a different lifestyle there. And definitely one I love.
Make sure you set the alarm for the right time for the next day so you don't get it going off too early if you don't need to. But going to victory lane is what Carson Brown did at the ASA Stars Tour race in Madison, Wisconsin. Now out and about with the dirt guys across the Summer Nationals Series. Man, where can, you know, does running dirt help you read pavement? That's one last quick question before we get to say goodbye. But, you know, does reading pavement translate, or reading dirt translate to reading pavement?
I think so, especially with ASA putting some traction compound down. I feel like it helps me read the grip level in the traction compound, because you never really know how much they're going to put and how much it's going to work. And I feel like that helps me run the top better. So, yes, I would say it does.
Wow. Where can we follow you on the internet to keep up with wherever you're going next?
Carson Brown Motorsports across almost all platforms.
Carson Brown Motorsports. Join this trip across all kinds of different racing. A great young man working on the cars with the crew, traveling, staying in the toter home, and winning races. Dude, congratulations. Carson Brown, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Now, there are plenty of races going on across the country this weekend. Yes, there'll be a little bit of weather here or there, but there's plenty of places to go out and explore and see some great grassroots racing. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN. the Performance Racing Network.